Psalm 10, Preface. To those under the cross, God often seems to be asleep and altogether unconcerned about them. In the days of adversity, the flesh yet remaining in the Christian is quick to think that God has forgotten the unfortunate and has utterly abandoned them. By these thoughts, the heart is filled with anxieties and fears and is made to cry out, "The Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me." But what says the divine answer? Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet I will not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Considering this and many similar divine promises, the Christian should never give place to the suggestions of the flesh. He should never allow fears and doubts to distress his mind, and least of all should he murmur against God. Neither should he be tempted to help himself out of trouble by resorting to sinful means or turning to evil ways, but having recourse to God in prayer, he should persist in beseeching help from above. Nor must the Christian ever doubt the Lord's mercy and faithfulness, although he seems to hide himself and to stand afar off. Yet he should patiently wait for the salvation of the Lord, knowing that he will not cast off forever. Those trusting in his name and crying unto him, the Lord will comfort. He will preserve them and deliver them, and he will heal all their diseases. Of this comforting truth, we are reminded in the 10th Psalm. Prayer against the enemies of the church. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boast of his heart's desire, and blesses the covetous whom the Lord abhors. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above, out of sight. As for all his enemies, he puffs at them. He hath said in his heart, "I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity." His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sits in the lurking places of the villages. In the secret places does he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. He lies in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lies in wait to catch the poor. He does catch the poor when he draws him into his net. He crouches and humbles himself that the poor may fall by his strong ones. He has said in his heart, "God has forgotten." He hides his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Lord. O God, lift up thine hand. Forget not the humble. Wherefore does the wicked contemn God? He has said in his heart, "Thou wilt not require it." Thou hast seen it, for thou beholdest mischief and spite to require it with thy hand. The poor commits himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. The Lord is king for ever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his hand. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear, to judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress. Summary. This text gives a graphic description of the extreme wickedness of man's heart. Hence, many of the fathers explained it as being a prophecy of the great Antichrist and the wickedness of the latter days. And in this explanation, there is nothing improper. The Pope, as the true Antichrist, exalts himself against God, oppressing the church. By his fraud and deceit, he draws the world's riches into his coffers, and by his false doctrines and his cursing the truth, he catches the souls of men as in a net. And as to the latter days, our Lord has told us before, it would again be as in the days of Noah, when the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Everyone having eyes enlightened by the Holy Ghost cannot but see that the signs of these latter evil days are fast multiplying. Oh, how watchful should we Christians be that our souls are not deceived by the seductive teachings of men and the evil examples surrounding us. But at the end of this psalm, we have this glorious promise that the Lord will incline his ear to the prayer of the humble and will be a just judge over the oppressors. Prayer. O Lord, thou faithful and jealous God, restrain the craftiness and the power, the oppression and the deceit of thine enemies. Save the souls of the innocent from the snares of falsehood, and lead them to the knowledge of thy salvation in thy Son Jesus Christ. Keep us in the true and saving faith, and grant us to walk worthy of thy name for the sake of thy Son, our Savior. Amen.